I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, so mention your name first, what you do for the company, and tell us a little bit about the game.
Sure, I'm Chris Rogers. I'm our director at Harebrained Schemes.
So tell us a little bit about this game that we have here.
This is Necropolis. This is what if Dark Souls and Spelunky had a baby, and then that baby decided to kill you over and over again. It's going to have 3D action combat, a lot like the Soul series, but it's also going to be permadeath, roguelite. The dungeon's going to relay itself out procedurally each time, new enemies each time, new placements of everything, random drops.
The character looks really, really cool, man. Tell us a little bit about the character.
Sure. So you are playing as a blackguard, a thief that's come into the Necropolis to try to make off with some loot. And in the meantime, you kind of end up in the middle of this giant thousand-year death trap that's been going on for thousands of years, and it's filled with all these enemies, and you're trying to make your escape and make off with some money on the process, some loot.
What about the enemies, man? There seems a little challenging here, huh? Because there was one guy that was saying, man, I've gotten that far in the game, but how difficult is this?
This is a difficult game. You're going to be dying a lot, and you're going to be starting back over at the very beginning a lot. The good news is there is some stuff that does persist between playthroughs. So if you can earn favor as you play by doing the things that this magical caretaker, the Brazen Head, asks you to do, then you can get codexes. And at the low end, codex might make you jump a little bit higher. But at the high end, the codexes will give you something like vampirism, where every time you land a hit on an enemy, you're going to get some of the health back. So your next playthrough, you can do a lot better.
So you can't give up, guys. You got to keep on going, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So, I mean, tell us a little bit about any inspirations that came up with ideas for this game.
Sure. The game started as Chris Conert and Dennis Detweiler, two guys at our studio, were talking about things that they loved. They love Dark Souls, love 80s D&D. So they took kind of Dark Souls, 80s D&D, and they kind of added a little bit of humor to it. So if you've seen the movie Cabin in the Woods and kind of how it plays with like how horror movies turn out, this is kind of doing the same thing but with sort of fantasy tropes. So you may get told that you're the chosen one, but after you die, then somebody will come by and say, well, maybe not, guess not.
I mean, this also has a lot of puzzles too, right?
Not a lot of puzzles, no. So it's a lot of environmental exploration and a lot of making sure that you can use enemies against each other. So there is an ecology within the game. What you'll have is some enemies prefer to fight each other, even to the player character. So if they see one faction sees another faction, they'll fight each other, and you can use that to your advantage to either escape or pick off the survivors.
Well, so one more time, tell us when the game is coming out and for what platform?
Yeah, we just announced that we are coming out for PC at 7/12/16, so just right around the corner right here. And we're coming out on console, courtesy of Bandai Namco, later on in the summer.
So any website or anything for gamers that would like to get more information about this?
Sure, necropolisgame.com. You can follow us on Twitter at necropolisgame.
Cool, thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.